It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Welcome to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. Monday's underway. I'm Larry London, and we have a special guest in our studio. Jesse Malay is here on tour with a brand new album, so stand by. We'll have Jesse to talk to and to listen to in just a minute. This is Border Crossings on a Monday.
You got my attention. I can't take my eyes off you, babe.
But anyway,
see, I already know your mind.
Yeah.
You've been watching me all night. And it's on. Won't you so bad? I can taste it, love at first sight. Never felt this way, boy. You're giving me life. Yeah. Oh. I'm never letting you go. Just say the word, cause boy, I see it in your eyes that you feel the same way. We can run away, disappear with no trace. Let's go. I'm never letting you go. Take me out tonight. Your love, it makes me high. When I'm with you, over touch the sky.
Hi, this is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and welcome to a special program. We've got a musical guest in our studios, and she is lovely, she's talented, and we'd like to introduce her to the world. Jesse Malay is here. Welcome.
Hi.
It's great to have you in D.C.
Yes, we're super excited to be here. Just made it in time.
Yeah, that's right. You were on the road not more than 5 minutes ago,
yeah.
Flying down the highway.
We were.
And here you are.
And here we are.
Welcome to D.C. Welcome to the world. Now, first Thank of all, is this your very first time in Washington, D.C., or have you been here before?
It's not. I've been here before. I actually performed here on a club tour last year, and yeah, I've just been here in the past with my family.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a very large audience that's quite diverse and made up of a number of people in a number of countries. There are 60 countries tuned in, and among them, we have a large following in the Philippines. And you are headed to the Philippines, you said, soon, maybe with the family.
Yes, hopefully at the end of the year.
Little reconnection.
Yes, first-time connection.
First-time connection. Yes. And mom is from the Philippines.
My mom is from the Philippines. She came over here when she was only 3 years old and has never been back. So this will be a journey.
Very exciting. Well, there's a lot of exciting things going on in your life. New record company called The Coalition. I guess it's a joint venture, and you're involved with that?
Yeah, it's our own production company. We're a new media company. We do everything from our own music to music videos to marketing. We're our own little label. Mm-hmm. I've been through the label system a few times with Jive, with Warner Brothers, and now doing it all independently.
A veteran. And you look like you're not even old enough to you know, be doing this
Started
stuff.
Young. Wow. I was signed the first time when I had just turned 14. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, been at this for a minute.
Yeah, everything started for you young. I guess I read where you wrote your first song at 8, or you started actually in the singing and the interest when you were very young.
Yes, I've been involved in performing groups from the time I was, 8 years old. I got to perform at Olympic events in Australia, toured Disney World. I've been doing this forever. It's definitely my first and truest passion in life, and we're still at it.
And you, I guess you do some acting too, in addition to the singing?
Do I?
Well, were you involved with the Cinderella? I mean, at Disney and the Cinderella?
Oh my gosh. When I was in my my girl group, No Secrets, on Jive, we actually did the theme song for the Cinderella movie, or for the Sleeping Beauty movie.
And do you want to be in film?
And,
you know, because you're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you are.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I would definitely like to branch out and get in there. That's what's next once we get this music off the ground.
You're living in the right place. You live in Hollywood and went to UCLA or just graduated from UCLA?
Just graduated about a year and a half ago.
What was your major?
I majored in World Arts and Cultures and have an AA in psychology.
And you also have an A+ in fashion.
Well,
you have your own
you.
Fashion sense, your own fashion company, and a website?
Yes. Yeah, I have my own fashion blog called mywhitetea.com. And it's been so much fun for me to start blogging. It actually all came about because when I was signed to different labels and just when I started working with different people in general, people would tell me, oh, you don't have a sense of fashion. You don't know your style. What? You need to be more extreme. You need to, you know, wear meat dresses and, you know, be more like Gaga
like
or
somebody
Nicki
else,
Minaj.
Right?
Or, yeah, somebody else. And those kinds of styles work amazing for them. But it's not what I'm comfortable presenting myself as. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to show you that I actually do have my own fashion sense.
That's great.
And it's working out just fine for me.
Absolutely gorgeous. As somebody who's sitting across from her, I can attest to the fact she's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, you designed that outfit yourself?
I can't take credit for this. Okay. This is all BCBG Runway.
But you do design
Your
own clothing.
I do design my own costumes for the stage, for my music videos. I do all the costume designing. I'm actually working on a small line of just 6 pieces right now to start releasing through my website.
So this whole new thing is a rebirth for you.
It really
and
is.
It sounds like you are taking charge of every angle of your career at this point in time. The music, the producing, I know you're involved in it. You're working with some heavyweight producers on the new project, but the clothing and everything else.
Everything. That's just the way we want to do it. Everything we want to do ourselves.
That's fantastic.
It's working out great for us.
Well, we're going to be talking with, you know, Jessie Malay more about the tour that she's on. But before we do that, let's hear some music. You're going to sing a song for us?
Yeah. Let's do it.
What's the name of the song?
This is The Thing About Love. It's one of my most personal tracks off the EP and probably my favorite.
Okay.
And yeah, it's called The Thing About Love.
All right. Jessie Malay.
Tell me what's the use? Ooh, 'cause when it comes down to it, why am I the one to lose? Oh, you say I need space and I try to walk away, but you pull me back. And when I need you to stay, you ain't never there for me. Why you treat me like that? And now you want me back, but I ain't looking back. That's the thing about love, it's hard to give it up, even when it falls apart. The thing about love is it can make you cry. Sometimes you fall so hard, but it just ain't right. No, how could something so good you feel so bad, bad? We got caught up in the fight, didn't know what we had. Whoa. You say I need space and I try to walk away, but you pull me back. And when I need you to stay, you're never there for me. Why you treat me like that? And now you want me back, but I ain't looking back. Baby, when I'm done, it's done. We blew it, now we're both standing here looking foolish. See, that's the thing about love, it's hard to give it up, even when it falls apart. Tell me why we always play this game of love and love. I guess that's what they always say, you win some, you lose some. Wish I could catch a break just once. Too much I'm asking for. I thought that you would be that one, but I guess that they're wrong. And now you want me back, but I ain't looking back. Baby, when I'm done, it's done. Already been through this before. I gotta let you go. This time I'm sticking to my guns. Baby, we had our chance, we blew.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Your voice is gorgeous. Jesse Malay is on the show. And Give Me Life is the name of the new album.
Yes.
And how would you describe your music? I mean, just listening to that, gorgeous love song, ballad.
Yeah.
But the EP has so many different kinds of songs on
yes,
it.
That one is a little on the side from what the rest of the album is like. I do a lot of fun pop dance music. I really like to make music that people can have fun, make memories to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very love and lust based.
Woo!
Yes. Yeah, and it's just really great up-tempo dance music that has a lot of hip-hop influence, even some samba influence.
Mm-hmm.
While I was at UCLA, I actually studied samba and a lot of Brazilian culture that I got really into. So we have some of those percussive elements in the music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just a good time.
And you hurt your knee?
I did. I tore my ACL a few years ago now and had to undergo major knee surgery, which was so scary because I had the fear that I'd never be able to dance again.
Right.
And dancing is how I started this all.
Mm-hmm.
I started dancing at 2 years old, and dancing is just so central to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge fear that I wouldn't recover from it, but I had great surgeons, and I'm back.
And now you're dancing with a panther.
Yeah, you saw my bougie video.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a very sweet panther. He was an old man, actually. He was 20 years old. He's actually the panther from the Jungle Book.
Oh, really?
And he was a sweet sweetheart. Yes, we had a good time on that runway.
And that was the only condition that you dance with a panther. It's got to be old.
It's
hard of hearing, can't see well.
Basically, yeah. I didn't want any, you know.
Any accidents,
yeah.
So you're on tour now.
I am.
With Danity Kane. How did that happen?
Yeah, Danity Kane. So the Stereotypes were the producers that are doing all of their new music. Mm-hmm. I've been friends with them for years, and also the producer that is doing my whole EP has been friends with them since college. So they've kind of been watching what we've been doing. They've heard some of the new music, so they were like, I think you're going to be a perfect fit. Would you like to come on tour with us? And 2 days later, we were on tour.
Wow.
We put the whole thing together in 2 days. I had no show, no dancers, no choreographer, nothing together. Mm-hmm. And one of my dancers and I, we choreographed everything in 2 days, found our third lovely lady. I see her over there in the studio. And we taught her everything in a day and got this show on the road. Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely amazing.
It's been crazy.
Now, Danity Kane took a few years off, and so they're back together again.
Yes, yeah, and which everyone's so excited about. They have the most amazing fan base. Their mm-hmm. fan base is so loyal, mm-hmm. And I'm super grateful to be introduced to a lot of them because they're taking really well to the music, mm-hmm. and they're just great, sweet people.
Now, when you watch them perform, do you miss the girl group days at all or no?
I have to say I do sometimes. I loved my girls. I'm still super close with a few of them. Mm-hmm. We were like sisters. And going through that experience with them was just so much fun mm-hmm. because we just got to experience everything together as a little family, you know.
Right.
But I have my family now, the coalition.
Your new family.
Group, my new family. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Must be pressure, though, because now, I mean, it's not a group. It's you. You're the one
yes.
and alone, just you.
I have my dancers on stage with me.
But you're singing.
Yeah.
And the spotlight's
oh, yeah.
on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a lot more pressure. A lot more pressure.
Now, where can
but
people
I
go
if like it.
They want to get the EP or they want to check out your fashion? I know your fashion's a blog in one location, but
yes.
if they want to go and follow your tour and maybe you'll travel internationally.
Yeah, that's the
where
plan.
Would people go?
Go visit my website. That's jmalay.com, jmalay.com. And from there, you can go everywhere from my YouTube channel to mm-hmm. my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And the fashion blog is mywhitetea.com. And follow me at Jessie Malay. That's JessieMalay.
And do you respond directly or do you have your staff,
nope.
your peeps?
I respond to every single message.
Wow, that's
and
great.
I try to respond to every single comment I get to. I really like to be connected.
Why did you call the EP Give Me Life? Is there some significant meaning apart from being a song on the EP? Is there a meaning behind that particular selection?
Yeah, really just this whole process has been, like you said, a rebirth. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, I really feel like I'm living through my music and my artistry that I'm putting out. So it was just appropriate.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Do you write the songs yourself?
I co-write everything with a really talented production team called BPM. Mm-hmm. They're composed of producer Brian Deepwaters, mm-hmm. singer-songwriter Mika Lett, and singer-songwriter and vocal producer extraordinaire Philip Whitey Bianco. They are such an incredibly talented team. And yeah, we're doing all the music front to back together.
And what happens after this tour? Because it's a short tour. It's not a long tour. It ends in the middle of June. So what are you going to do? Where will Jessie Malay be off to after that?
After this, we're actually in talks of doing a USO tour. So I'm hoping that comes through. I'm also in talks of doing a China tour. So
fantastic.
Hoping that
they're
comes
listening
through
right
as
now.
Well. Hey, China. I can't wait to
Ni
get
hao.
Over there. Ni hao.
Now, you look a lot like Jennifer Lopez. Your smile, your laugh, everything. It's kind of like, whoa.
Really? Yeah.
You get that all the time.
I do. I get that all the time. But you know what? She has been killing it in the game for decades now.
Right.
So that is not a bad comparison.
I wonder if people go up to her and say, you look like Jessie Malay.
That'll be the day. then I'll know I've made it.
Well, congratulations on all the success and on the tour. It's got to be exciting right now. And I want you to come back. You know, I'm sure you're working on a full studio album.
Yeah, we actually have a full studio album almost ready to go, but we're going to save it.
Well, when it does come out,
yes.
please come back.
I'll be here.
We'd love to have you back on the show.
Thank
so
you.
The EP is Give Me Life. It's Jessie Malay. Thank you guys for coming in. You brought your keyboardist in.
Yeah, Gabriel Santiago.
Hi, Gabriel.
Killing it on the keys for me.
Thank you both for coming in this morning. I know this is early for an artist, and they've got you running around.
No, we would have been here earlier. We just had to drive in from Philly. But yeah.
Wow. And where does the tour go next for the next couple of weeks?
We're going to New York.
New York.
So excited. New York tomorrow night and San Diego to close out the tour. Mm-hmm. And just so excited to finish out the tour back at home.
And again, the website to get the EP?
That's jmalay.com.
All right.
Or you can go to givemelifeep.com.
And the fashion blog?
My White Tee. That's just the tee. MyWhiteTee.com.
Jesse Malay. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you guys.
Me.
This is the Voice of America. I'm Larry London. It's Border Crossings.
One morning, feeling like your whole life's passed you by. But it's not over yet. As long as you can breathe, you can learn to fly. Jump in the race. We're listening to what other people say. And all the haters all start to fade. But turn into your fans when you hit the stage. No, I'll just stand there and watch. Dreams. So baby, when I'm gone, don't shed a tear.
Crossings, Billie Jean, back into the Hot 100 on Billboard, as the album Escape is doing very well, and the interest in Michael Jackson is reinvigorated once again. That's a request from Heisa. Heisa is listening to us in Kuwait, and thank you, Heisa, for joining us on Border Crossings. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, Heisa and everybody else who loves Michael's music, I've got some great news for you. Starting today and all month long in June, I'm giving away a copy of the Escape CD. Isn't that exciting? Mary just jumped out of her chair. That's how Mary, you can't win. I'm sorry. So you're not eligible because you work here. However, our audience around the world, you are eligible to win the new Michael Jackson Escape CD starting today and every day throughout June. And there, you know, the giveaway comes with a condition. You can't win again if you just won the Now 50 CD. You can't win within 30 days. You can't win twice within 30 days. So if you're a person who's won the Now 50 CD, you cannot play the contest and win the new Michael Jackson album. Sorry about that, but we got to keep it real. We got to keep it fair for everybody who wants to play this contest and win this album. And who wouldn't want to win? because it's a great album. It's doing very, very well on the charts. And it's Michael Jackson music, which you've never heard before, returning to the charts years after his death, which is kind of weird. This is stuff that he recorded in 2009 and before his death. So we'll give the Escape album away again today. Stay tuned. It's coming up this hour. All right, here's a request from John Legend's fans in Somaliland. Mohammed wrote us and called us and asked us and begged us. You didn't have to beg. All you had to do was ask for this song, All of You, John Legend, a song that was number one on Billboard. This is Border Crossings.
What would I do without your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out? You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head, cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. Every morning, you're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
What's the deal? This is Nathan.
Hello, this is Sean.
What's going on, y'all? This is Wanye, and we're Boys to Men. And
you're listening to our pal,
our homeboy,
our buddy,
our home slice.
Larry London, LL, the real LL.
That's right.
Larry London, y'all.
Cock diesel and all.
Yeah.
You taught me everything, everything you've given me. I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. You were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so times looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama.
Crossings. They have the Philly soul sound that is synonymous with Boys to Men, and that is a request on Border Crossings from Ashalu Tulu, who's in Pakistan. Hello. And he says, my mom is from Ethiopia, but I live in Pakistan. So, Ashalu, thank you for sending us that request on Facebook. We appreciate it. And the song is called A Song for Mama, who's living in Ethiopia, apparently. This is Border Crossings. Now, Boys to Men made a guest appearance on The Bachelorette last night. I watched. And they have this group blind date. You know, they take a whole group of guys on a date, the group date. And Boys to Men taught the guys on the date with the Bachelorette how to sing one of their songs, which sounded terrible. But anyway, it was cool to see Boys to Men on TV, like I saw them when they were here in our studios. Coming up in just a bit, we've got our giveaway. So hang around. That is just moments away. We're going to randomly select a lucky listener for today and every day out of all the requests we've been receiving. And we will give away a copy of the new Michael Jackson Escape CD. I'd like to say hello to Nahi Wizwa, who's a brand new member of our Facebook family. Kerwona Habte, Jan Atal, Fatad Freeman, Bire Mon, Shemelis Om, John Gary Victor, Leslie Whitley Smith, Colin Zamondi, Minhaj Udin Manik, Agostino Zhao Jose, Getha Gezi, Kat McGill, who's answering our phones, Adebiji London, and Marta Debashu and Fikerte Mesfin. Thank you, everybody, for becoming fans of our Facebook page. Going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I put some fun stuff up on Facebook in the last couple of days. I think you're going to enjoy it. One of them is a video of a two-year-old boy who is riding his little teeny toy car in the driveway, and he fell asleep at the wheel. And the car is just going in circles, but he's sleeping at the wheel. It is very, very funny to watch this little two-year-old with his head on the wheel, sleeping while the little car is going in circles around and around. Just watch the video, and you'll see what I mean. It's very funny. Okay, here's a birthday request from Fred McBen, who says, I really like Border Crossings. It makes my day. And would you please play a song from Alicia Keys that's called Girl on Fire? And it's also for my friend Moses. Happy birthday.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters want to see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby. She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, only like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly.
Make the fire disappear when they see a God. Take away my fear when they interfere, God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a deer God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
This girl is on fire.
Crossings right here on The Voice of America. And Alicia Keys, one of my favorite songs from Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. My name's Larry London, and it's Border Crossings with all your requests and dedications and our new Michael Jackson CD giveaway. The album is called Escape, and we're giving them away all month long. And this week it's a random draw, lucky listener of the day selection. And today's lucky listener of the day is Paul Mburu Douglas in East Africa. Yay! He's in Nairobi, Kenya, and he has just won the new Michael Jackson album, Escape, just for listening to Border Crossing. So thank you very much, Paul. Glad to have you tune into our show. We've got time for one more request before we say goodbye. Apparently, Bon Jovi's wife, Dorothea Hurley, the two of them have been married since they were childhood sweethearts together. But his wife was taken to the emergency room in a hospital, I believe it was in New Jersey, according to the New York Post. She received treatment. She cut herself while she was cutting up food to eat. So she accidentally sliced a little bit more than a tomato. And so she's okay. They recently celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary in April, by the way. So happy anniversary. Here's a Bon Jovi request from Desiree Escatone, who's listening to us in Kuwait. Bon Jovi, and I'll be there for you.
This time you're really leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. As my broken heart lies bleeding, you say true love is suicide. You say you cried a thousand rivers. Swimming for the shore, you let me drown in my tears, and you won't save me anymore. I'm praying to God for one more chance. I'll be there for you. These five words I swear to you. When you breathe, I wanna be the air for you. Sun from the sky for you. Words can't say what love can do. I'll be there for you. I know you know we've had some good times. Now they have their own hiding place. I can't promise you tomorrow. Yesterday, baby, you know my hands are dirty. I wanted to be your Valentine.
steal a song from the sky for you. Words can't say what love can do. I'll be there for you. I wasn't there when you were happy.
Wasn't there when you were happy.
I wasn't there when you were down.
I wasn't there when you were down.
There when you were down, down, down.
I didn't mean to miss your birthday. I wish I'd seen you blow those candles out.
Crossings, Bon Jovi, and I'll be there for you, and I'll be here for you tomorrow, because we're out of time, but that song is a great song from Bon Jovi's collection, and it's by request, and I hope you like that, Desiree, and hope you enjoyed hearing it on Border Crossings, and thanks for all your kind words, Desiree. That's very sweet of you. I appreciate that. I want to say hello to some Facebook friends who have just fanned our page, and Wendemu Jonbo is a new member of our Facebook family. Yesahak Rastafara, Khalid Amekka. These are all people who put messages on my Facebook wall in the last couple of days. A.E. is listening in Kosovo. And thank you very much, A.E., for checking in with us. Brain Beyonde Kitarizo is listening. Lincoln Rocky says, what's our show number? If you mean our phone number, it's 202-619-2077. But there's no time to call today. You'll have to call tomorrow. 202-619-2077. Shemelis Om is listening. Marta DeBashu says, I love your show and your voice. Swabra Nkazi is listening to us and says, it's Monday. Border Crossings is on. Swabra, thank you. Jahangir is tuned into the show. And Farhad listens in Iran. So thank you, Farhad, for supporting us and for listening in Iran. Get your friends to tune in as well. We're done. Border Crossings is finished for today, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you again to our lovely, lovely guest who was on the show earlier. We really enjoyed having a very beautiful, talented young lady, and hopefully Jesse Millay will come back and see us again in the future, because she was gorgeous. Lovely music, lovely voice. Thank you, Al. You're almost as lovely as she was, but not quite there yet. I think you have to shave if you want to get there like that. Big Al is here. Kat, Jeremy, thank you for your help, both of you. And Mary as well, and Gary, and the whole crew, and Nick, and everybody who put Border Crossings together for today. We'll see you tomorrow at 1500 Universal. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.